We are also joined, of course, I mean, if there's a COVID update, there's only one man that we turn to. We are joined by Avondale General Manager, Sam Watson. Hello, Sam. How's it going, mate?
Evening, everyone. And I was just going to say that it wouldn't be a lockdown announcement without calling me in. Either we're coming in or we're going out.
That's it. Thanks for jumping on, Sam, right at the start. We do have a big show ahead of us. Of course, football is back this weekend. Sam will be able to give us an update on exactly what's happening there. Later on, we'll recap our senior women's season so far with a couple of special player guests as well. And then later on, our senior men's players, Liam Boland and Stefan Valentini, will be joining us as well. But tonight's episode of Avenger Radio is brought to us by our major partner, UCS. UCS Group is one of Australia's leading urban development utility network service companies, efficiently connecting new developments to the electricity grid and NBN telecommunications networks. They are proud sponsors of Avondale, front of shirt sponsors of Avondale FC. For more information, visit ucs.com.au. But guys, the big news, of course, is the confirmation today that the lockdown will be ending. Football is back this weekend. Sam, what's the latest, mate? How are we looking for this weekend?
Well, as you said, great news, we're back. I think that's what everyone's really excited about. We're hopeful, as Josh said, that this is the last time this season, 2021, will be affected by a lockdown. And fingers crossed that we can play right through. What that actually means this weekend, we don't know the exact details. Again, and I think this happens every single time I come on the show, I'm scheduled to get information about what that looks like tomorrow. I don't know how it always works out that way, but we're getting our return to training and return to play conditions from Football Vic tomorrow. So in regards to training, look, we'll ensure that all the teams are briefed this week starting tomorrow night. In regards to the games, although we haven't had a concrete confirmation about spectators, based on sort of the announcement from state government today, it sort of appears that we'll be going through a similar scenario we did about a month ago, where we're allowed to have a parent or guardian for junior games, but then for the senior games we can't. However, as I said, we'll get clarification of that tomorrow.
So at this stage, Sam, as best to your knowledge, it's probably for the senior team is going to be a behind closed doors situation and people watching on the live stream.
Absolutely. And it's fantastic that we've got the ability now to be able to show our games, because you sort of rewind sort of 5 or so years ago and there'd probably be a lot more of an uproar because people wouldn't know how to follow their teams. So great that we can provide that service, at least for the senior teams. Obviously, for the more junior senior teams, I suppose, if that's such a thing, such as 21s, 19s, and our women's teams, yes, you'll have to rely on sort of someone updating the Twitter score or something like that.
Sam, what about catch-up rounds? Obviously, we've missed another two game weeks. Mm. Is there any word or any indication from FV on what might happen with those?
Look, Football Victoria, at the start of lockdown, sort of they sent out a proposal of what their intent was. Now, obviously, this is not a concrete, this is exactly going to happen. This was more just, we're optimistic that this is how it all plays out. And they want to prioritise the league. So that is their number one focus, is to complete the league. Now, as everyone can do the math, we're starting to run out of time, particularly for sort of the community levels, because there's a lot of clubs that their grounds become cricket grounds as of October. So in that sense, you probably think that we fill out September as catch-up rounds and then it is what it is. In regards to sort of the higher end of our competition, again, the priority is completing the season and completing the league. What that means for finals, I don't know. I think their Football Victoria's intent very much is to have finals, but they've said their priority is the league. So that's their number one focus. And from all I can read into that, it means that if that means finals get sacrificed, then so be it. But Football Victoria's very much intent is to get as much football in as we can.
When the season was abandoned last year, obviously there was a longer lockdown and there was really no choice in the end, but there was a lot of talk about clubs not wanting to play behind closed doors for too long because of the loss of income from ticket sales, from concessions, so food and drinks on the day. This far into the season now, do you think the other NPL clubs will be on board to finish the campaign, even if we have no fans for the rest of the campaign, which is hopefully not the case? But
yeah, look, if that was the scenario, that the remaining, was it 9 games, I think? Mm-hmm. If the remaining 9 games are to have no crowd, exactly as you said, Josh, and we have to pay for sort of the security, referee costs, ground maintenance, everything that goes into running a game. But you're absolutely right, you don't get ticket sales, you don't get any canteen sales, bar sales, etc. I think that there would be a lot of NPL clubs that are quite heavily reliant on making a profit on game day that would be hurting. And there's probably a conversation that would need to be had as a competition about what can we do to decrease that, whether, and totally spitballing here, but whether sort of we could discuss with Football Victoria about referee payments, and maybe Football Victoria could help us out on that side of things, or whether as a collective we can be a bit smarter with the amount of security we would need, because if it is a lockdown, perhaps we literally lock the door so we don't have to worry about people coming in and out. I'm not too sure exactly. And I'm sure we would go into a lot of consideration if that was the realistic option of the remainder of your 9 weeks are going to be totally locked out. Because you're absolutely right, there'd be a lot of NPL clubs that would be hurting.
Well, I have a suggestion if that's the case, Branson. You and I are both aficionados of the NPL match day feed. And yep. Obviously the canteen's a huge part of you know, clubs surviving in Victoria and thriving. So I put it to you, Sam, that if the spectators are not able to attend senior matches, we get these canteens on Uber Eats and we give the fans watching at home on the stream the most authentic match day experience we possibly can by having the stream there with the commentary and getting their food and beverages delivered right to their door. So you have your chivapi or your gourmet sausage roll or whatever it is straight in front of your telly.
Absolutely. And furthermore, you could even go to a more extreme level and actually order food from other clubs.
I like it. I like it.
And really have sort of the tastes of the NPL.
We need to have some sort of delivery partnership or something. This is a strategic thinking, Branson. We got to get something going.
It could happen, mate. Initially, I thought you games and eat enough food to cover, 500 people, and that was going to be a tough ask. So I'm more on board for the Uber Eats option rather than us having to polish off 250 gourmet sausages each. But I'm on board with that. Sam, one final question before we let you go, mate. The Doherty Cup semi-final, of course, we were meant to play the Port Melbourne Sharks. That one fell victim to the lockdown. We've got our FFA Cup clash coming up later in August. Any word on when the Doherty Cup game will get rescheduled to? And at this stage, are we thinking that the FFA Cup game is still okay to go ahead?
I'll answer your first question second and your second question first.
Nice.
For FFA Cup, look, we were involved in an FFA Cup, I suppose, Zoom conference or meeting. And Football Australia is very conscious of what's happening, obviously, nationwide, in particular in New South Wales, and what it means for their qualifiers. At the moment, the intention's very much, at least at our end, to go ahead with it all. I think our game's not till August. And I think by that stage, we should be in a pretty good position. Even if it sort of means our opponent, Devonport, really comes in and does a sort of a bump in, bump out type scenario. So in that regard, I think we're quite good. I think it's going to be quite interesting to see what happens with New South Wales, though, because they're at the same stage we are as around 32. And at the moment, I don't think community sport's looking crash hot there, and I don't think it's going to look crash hot for a while. So, that's probably more of a concern about sort of what do they do that they're sort of falling around behind, and what does that mean if we are successful against Devonport? What does that mean for our future opponent? So I think there's some sort of considerations that I'm sure Football Australia are going through. But at the moment, very much they're along the lines of we will complete this. There's been sort of no conversation that we wouldn't. So that's quite positive. In regards to the Doherty Cup, again, that game's going to get rescheduled against Port Melbourne. Again, the assumption very much is that goes ahead. And we look forward to sort of making all those announcements once we know. So again, Football Vic have been waiting for today's announcement to say, hey, football's coming back this weekend. And now that dates can start be locked in and the conditions of returning to play and the conditions to returning to train are going to come out tomorrow, I'm sure it's only a matter of time before we get that locked in information regarding Doherty Cup semi-finals, times, dates, venues.
Cool. Yeah, I suppose it's all up in the air. But the main thing, the good news is that football is, of course, back this weekend. The rest, hopefully, will sort itself out, and we'll have updates very, very soon. But Sam, thank you very much for joining us on Avenger Radio, and once again providing us with a COVID update. Hopefully, we don't have to have you on for the rest of the season in a COVID capacity.
Absolutely. I think last time I was on, I pitched that I would come on with different team kits, and I would much prefer to come on with a review type segment as opposed to a, because my next time I'd be on would be telling us we're locked down again. So I'm very conscious that it works in waves. But anyway, thank you very much, and everyone have a good evening.